Good evening. It is Wednesday, the 15th of February, and this is Nissapod. I first of all wanted to say congratulations to the folks involved in making Red Dwarf, the actors and the writers and so on, because it is the 24th anniversary of the broadcast of the first episode of Red Dwarf. And I did actually watch some of the recording of season two of Red Dwarf, and had a couple of really fantastic evenings in the Oxford Road TV studios, because that was a live studio audience. It wasn't just a laugh track, and there I am laughing on there. I had a really excellent time, and I've always remembered the series fondly, particularly those early episodes. I was very, very starstruck to meet Chris Barry, who played Arnold Rimmer in Red Dwarf, because he was an honorary graduate at Loughborough University, where I work, and he was ever so nice. I'm one of the senior people at the university, so I do, one of the perks of the job is that I do get to meet the honorary graduates. Sometimes they're people who are the great and the good, but sometimes they're people who are famous, and one of the most famous people that I've met through work is Chris Barry, and he was lovely, and I did joke that he ought to have had an H on his forehead for being, you know, honorary. Whereas, of course, in Red Dwarf, he had an H on his forehead for being a hologram. It was really funny watching it filmed live, and every time I watch those episodes that I saw being filmed, I can remember exactly how it felt to be in the audience on that day. And following on from something that R2UK said on her audio boo today, yes, in my experience, famous people, and I have met a few over the years, have always been very good at, you know, dealing with the fact that you're awestruck and starstruck, and you know, are normally very, very nice in my experience. You know, I sometimes, I think, gosh, it must be very weird, very, very weird to be famous. The only approximation of being famous that I've ever experienced was that I got married at Birmingham Botanical Gardens, and it was slightly strange because it was a day, it was open to the public, that we had our wedding there, and there were people coming up to me and saying, "Oh, are you the bride? Are you getting married?" And also that sort of constant smiling and having photographs taken, and constantly, you know, being on good form and everything, it just gave me slight flavour of what it might be like, I think, to be famous and be the centre of attention. I had a really lovely day, don't get me wrong, but you know, I hadn't realised before the wedding just how much the attention would be on me, you know, I did think that a day was enough. I'm glad I'm not famous in real life, as it were. So, anything else to say? Well, saw SM2N's comment on my boo about the Pet Shop Boys songs. And yeah, I know you did a fantastic boo a while ago about the Home and Dry track, which I absolutely loved, and I favourited that one, so I can go back and listen to it. And it's always nice, I think, to have these songs that, you know, actually have special sort of resonances at particular times of your life. And I think pop music can do that. I thought it was interesting in your written comment, SM2N, that you said that you kind of ignored the Pet Shop Boys at first because they were too popular. I think things can be popular and good also. Anyway, I'm almost out of time, so that's all from me for now.